Well, good morning. Welcome to the Be the Edge Challenge call. We're glad to have you with us. And I don't know what that little alarm thing's all about. I don't even know if I'll be able to turn it off. But anyway, I'm Kevin Flanagan with The Edge. And again, we love having y'all here this morning. Dave Ficken's going to challenge us. I'm not exactly sure where he's going. He's the Vice President of Strategic Planning. Was it not planning? Strategic Partnerships. Or was it Relationships? I don't know. It's all those things with Point Broadband. Anyway, David, clarify that and take over.
Yeah, you got it right. So, hey, welcome everybody. I've been blessed to work with Kevin over the last few weeks and some other guys, really defining what it means to be an edge company. You know, what does that mean? How does it work itself out in the marketplace, in the office, in the customers? And Kevin's going to share more about that as he rolls that out. But one of the things that we really locked onto was that as a person and as a company, true satisfaction and true success really comes from running our lives and ordering our businesses in obedience to God. And in the course of trying to illustrate what that means, my wife actually brought to me a story that she had come across in a study she's doing. And just a quick side note, you know, I've been blessed to be a believer a large part of my life, came to faith early. I've been in church a lot of Sundays, heard a lot of sermons, been to a lot of Bible studies. But isn't it great that there's always, you know, one more story? And I just love that. So this story is found in 1 Kings chapter 21, and it's about a guy called Naboth. N-A-B-O-T-H. And Naboth had this nice little vineyard. We might call that, you know, might be a small businessman. And, you know, he's working the vineyard. His family's working the vineyard. He's selling his wine. Everything's good. But it just so happens that his vineyard is adjacent to the palace land of King Ahab. Now, you might have heard of that name. He was really, really one wicked dude. But King Ahab wanted to expand his land. And so he looks over and sees the vineyard right there and thinks, that's a perfect spot for my vegetable garden. It's kind of funny. The scripture is really specific about that. So the rest of this, I'm going to take a little liberty. I think he puts his kind of business casual robe on because he's going to go talk to kind of the common man. He walks down to the old barbed wire fence and he motions Naboth over and he says, hey, Naboth, I really want to expand my land. I'd really like to have your vineyard. And I got a couple options here for you. Number one, hey, listen, we'll take your whole operation and we'll move it up the road. More land, I'll modernize your equipment, I'll give you some money for some more resources, you can take Fridays off. You'll be more successful than you've ever been up the road if you want to take that option. Or option two, just tell me what your price is. I'll just give you whatever zeros you want, no negotiation, you know, you get it all. And I'm thinking as I'm reading this, as a guy who's been in, you know, startups and small business, I mean, here's the 800-pound gorilla in the business. He's approaching the little guy. He's going to cash him out. It's everything you've always wanted, all your, you know, blood, sweat, and tears into this business. He's going to offer you more multiples than you ever thought possible. You're thinking, man, this is a deal. And I'm thinking Naboth, he's got to be thinking the same thing too, right? Generational wealth. I set my grandkids up forever. I'll never have to work a day in my life. This is going to be good. But right there at the old barbed wire fence, he doesn't say, hey, I got to go talk to my wife. I got to go talk to my investors. He says, no, Ahab, not going to happen. He's very specific. In verse 3, he says, I can't give you this land because it's the inheritance that was passed down to me by my ancestors. And what he's saying is, this is Jewish land. It's always got to be Jewish land. And Naboth knew he wasn't working just for his family. He was working for God, and he was working for God's whole plan for the Jewish people. He was representing at that moment what it means to be part of the Jewish family and obedient to God. And that's the lesson. That's the first lesson. You know, we're all working for God. We're all here to honor him and obey him. And we're not really supposed to rationalize really good offers or behaviors or relationships or opportunities and think, oh, think of all the money I could get here and all the good I could do. Naboth knew it was disobedient. We know when it's disobedient. And sometimes you see this in a big way, right? The Chick-fil-A, the Sundays open, that kind of thing. The industry says how crazy that is. But of course, we know Chick-fil-A, you know, is crushing it. And that's really what it means to be an edge company, be an edge leader, is to stand up for what's right and what you know to be true and not necessarily what's successful or profitable, you know, in the eyes of the world. But that's the first lesson. But I'm gonna finish the story with Naboth here because it really teaches the second lesson, which I think is a lot harder. So when Naboth said no, The Lord didn't come down and say, oh, my son, what a great decision you've made. I'm going to bless you with 400 acres. I'm going to give you the more bountiful harvest you've ever had before. It didn't work out for that like that for him. In fact, he didn't see the next harvest. So when Ahab went back to the palace, he starts moping around. His wife, Jezebel, a name you might know, she hears what's going on. And she's like, I got this, Ahab. So on behalf of the king, she paid a bunch of guys in the village to tell a bunch of lies. They take Naboth out to the edge of the, and they stone him and they kill him. And that's how Naboth's story ended. But as we know, that's not how God's story ends, right? Eventually, God did rain down on the descendants of Ahab, and he showed who was in charge. But the point is that being obedient to God, making these decisions that don't seem logical to the world, doesn't always lead to immediate prosperity. It might actually cost you. And obviously, it cost Naboth a lot. But the real reward that Naboth got, the real reward that the people of God get, is that we may not get the inheritance and the riches and the Fridays off now that the world might say is the way to go. We get the opportunity for people to speak honorably for us for generations, just like we talk about Naboth. So the message today is go be obedient to God in your decisions. Go be Naboth. Go be the edge.